Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant is joining me in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Tom. Thanks for having me today.
State of the Union address yesterday when I was listening, you know, there was one point in particular that I want to play back to you.
Okay.
And I'll have to, if you don't have headphones on, I'll switch the speakers on so you can hear this portion, because this, to me, looked to be the largest crowd response for the governor yesterday.
To that end, I will submit a balanced budget proposal next month. It will, again.
Don't normally hear that large of an enthusiastic response for the governor and the balanced budget. Apparently, from the sound of that, I would think there were both Democrats and Republicans that were responding.
There were. So if you had the ability to watch it on camera, or if you were there watching it, the first part of that response was kind of a backhanded slap in the face from the Democrat side of the aisle. They were, you know, it was tongue-in-cheek, we dare you to give us a balanced budget kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
And soon, you know, the Republicans basically said, yeah, we all want a balanced budget. So present us a balanced budget, one that we can all vote on. We'd like to see that.
There were a lot of things talked about yesterday, literally kind of revisiting some of the big items. I did like the way it started yesterday by basically cheerleading for the state of Illinois, all the things that have been done here and could be here and the potential here, because you and I both know potential exists and we've been better than where we are today. You know, from Walt Disney to, you know, astronauts and presidents who were born in the United States, and on the list goes. But you look, you know, he's talking about the Department of Corrections. He's talking about the budget. Didn't hear much about the pensions.
Well, you know, he did have a very positive approach yesterday. There were a few little dings in there against the speaker, especially when it comes to property tax reform.
Yes.
You know, he's really hit him hard.
Talking about that executive order.
Right. That Speaker Madigan is a property tax attorney, and he, you know, the accusation is that his handpicked assessor goes out and assesses properties really high, and then the property owner has to go and hire an attorney to come back and lower their property taxes, and it just happens to be the speaker's law firm. So one of the things that, you know, that we certainly want to make sure that we make people understand is it has to be fair all over the state. You shouldn't have to go and hire an attorney. You know, so you shouldn't have to be a wealthy person to be able to fight your property tax burden. We see that a lot in Jackson County. People who feel like they are unfairly taxed in Jackson County, all of the counties really that I represent, but Jackson more so than the other four. People are having to seek out help from attorneys to just fight their property tax assessment. And I think that was one of the things that the governor was trying to key on yesterday. You shouldn't have to be wealthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, property tax is going to be a big debate. It really is. I got my letter from the bank, you know, last Friday.
Sure.
And I sold up and was spoiled brat there for a while. And I realized I got the letter saying your house payment's going up. Here's two ways you can deal with it. Why is it going up? Property taxes.
Right. So I'm taking a little bit of a hit from my opponent in the primary talking about my property taxes. But Rick and I, we actually wanted to sell our place to our son. He just got married in June. But had we sold it to him, the property taxes would have gone from just under $300 a year to over $3,000 a year, just simply because we live in a mobile home
right. That's
grandfathered under the old law. And so we choose to live in a mobile home on a township road that's oiled and shipped with a propane heat and deep well. So sometimes people are having to make choices about their properties that they shouldn't have to be forced to make.
Yeah, well, I plan on moving into an RV.
That's there you how go.
I plan
there
on,
you go.
How I handle my retirement and property taxes. And the thing is, I'm not kidding, you know, people are making decisions. My father, right? Stayed employed for many years, Lincoln College in Springfield, retired, Florida.
Sure.
Boom. Just like that. I'm like, can't you at least spend your retirement back here in Illinois? We need the money. Will his more reconciliatory tone gain traction? Natalie Phelps Finney had talked about it recently, said it'd be nice to see if we could see this tone continue. It was good to hear this. Can he gain some traction right now? I mean, the spring session, the prospect of an election, usually about now an election process in the legislature, things kind of seize up.
Well, I think he can gain some traction if when we go into negotiation on this next fiscal budget, if he actually engages at the table. It doesn't have to be he personally, but whoever he gives the authority to do that with. One of the things that we saw in the past few years was, he would make a proposal and then we thought we had a deal and then that kind of got pulled away, or the speaker would make a proposal and then the speaker would pull his away. And so there was kind of this cat and mouse game really from both sides. We've got to see individuals who are sitting at the table who are negotiating in earnest and making sure that we understand that we are not going to get a perfect deal. Sometimes you have to take the best deal that's offered, because we definitely cannot go without a budget into this next fiscal year, as we saw for 2.5 years previously.
And of course, the bottom line is money. And you came out swinging in a recent press release about proposed legislation once J.B. Pritzker, who was here at this time yesterday morning, started talking about a mile per gallon tax on vehicles, saying that, electric vehicles, and we need more money for the roads and da-da-da-da-da, right? About, what was it, a penny and a half?
Yeah, well, J.B. Pritzker is from the city of Chicago. So if you live in the city of Chicago, I have four friends up there who don't even own a car. So if you're able to take public transportation, why would you care? Right. But if you live down here and for instance, you see my car sitting out there, it looks really new. Right. 2014. I have 186,000 miles on that car. We have to drive long distances everywhere down here. So it's a tax that unfairly dings people in rural areas, in particular Southern Illinois. So, no, I did come out swinging because it's an unfair tax. It was something last year or the year before that Senator Cullerton floated, and he got hit so hard with it, he pulled it within the first week. So I'm not really sure why a gubernatorial candidate would be so foolish as to present it again.
All right. Well, here's the thing. When it comes to this, there's another component outside the money, and that is, how do you monitor the cars? And that's part of where this pushback comes from. Not so much the tax, that's definitely on people's minds, but are you going to put a device in my car to track me? That is one of the...
And that's the one that stands out the most. It's a, we are somewhat tracked because we all have cell phones, right? But do I want the government inside my vehicle? If you know how many miles someone has driven and you know where they live, you can get a pretty good idea of where they're going. It is an intrusion by government that is not going to be acceptable by the general populace of this state.
And I'd also want that tax on bicyclists.
There you go.
If they're on the road?
Sure. Well, yeah, we have some great new bike paths and walking paths.
They're on the road?
Certainly.
Penny and a half.
Sure.
All right. And if they're on the road, because we have rights to, okay, pay up.
Right.
I just wonder, does this fall under the heading of double taxation? I mean, I go to the gas station, I buy my gallon of gas. I think the state of Illinois gets around 36 cents a gallon, mm-hmm. I think it is, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And I've paid it, and now I pay to buy it and I pay to burn it. Reeks to me of double taxation.
Sure. Well, if the government can get a hold of your money, they will. So I think very loudly right now we need to be saying no. In the state right now, we have a budget in place. We have the revenue that we need. We're going to have to be on a very, very strict fiscal diet for maybe the next decade. And rather than looking at how can we extract more taxes from people, we need to be looking at, we've talked before about waste, fraud, and abuse. We have a lot of it out there, and we haven't tapped into all of that yet. So I think that's an important direction for us to go, rather than taxing people more.
Will you be joining the governor this morning when he appears at Compact International in Carbondale to talk about the state of the state?
Yes, I will.
All right, that's at 9 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. And then he is off to Carmide, a Vibra Acoustic. That's at 12 noon. And then heads back to Harlan Hall, Marshall. I'm not familiar with that, but also speaking with their Chamber of Commerce today, this afternoon at 5:45. So you got the State of the Union. The state of the state, we're kind of in a get in the blocks type of get ready for 2018. The session that was originally scheduled for last Tuesday in the House moved to this week. What do you see coming up in the session?
I think we're gonna. Obviously, we have to see some movement towards a budget for fiscal 19. I think we're gonna see a whole lot of nothing in regard to other.
Because of the election?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be part of it. You know, the speaker does control what items get called. I'm going to be calling again or representing a bill that has to do with DUI in regard to an explosion that happened in Mount Vernon last year, if you remember.
The gas main or
yeah,
the gas meter, I believe,
sure.
left a lot of damage.
Yeah. The other thing I'm going to really be hitting on is I'm concerned about the Wren Lake Conservancy District. I'm going to be filing a bill to change the makeup of the Conservancy District to allow another member for every 6,500 of population. Right now, the Conservancy District, which supplies the majority of, supplies the water to Mount Vernon, but Mount Vernon actually doesn't have an equal representation on that board. Also want them, they did an audit about 12 years ago on the Conservancy District. There were some problems there was no follow-up audit after that, so we're going to be pushing for a follow-up audit to make sure that they are following what those recommendations
were. And they need a new vendor up there.
They do need a new vendor, and that has been let. I believe we're very, very close.